Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, July 9th, 2015, songwriter Michael Masser passes away at the age of 74. He is most often remembered for writing Whitney Houston's The Greatest Love of All, Diana Ross's Touch Me in the Morning. And tonight, I celebrate my love for you, for Roberta Flack and Peebo Bryson. On this day in 2013, Elton John tells the British tabloid The Sun that he considered himself lucky to be alive after unknowingly battling appendicitis. The Rocket Man played through the pain during a series of concerts before seeking medical attention. On this day in 1999, Mick Jagger's 8-year marriage to Jerry Hall is annulled. After hearing evidence on behalf of Hall, the judge rules their marriage in Bali in 1990 was not valid, either in Indonesia or under English law. On this day in 1983, the Police started an 8-week run at number one with Every Breath You Take. On this day in 1958, Johnny Cash signs with Columbia Records, where he will remain for the next 30 years. On this day in 1956, after the June 30th trouble at Asbury Park, Bill Haley and his Comets are denied permission to play at the Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. A city ordinance was passed that read, "Rock and roll music encouraged juvenile delinquency and inspired young females in lewd bathing suits to perform obscene dances on the city's beaches." Also on this day, July 9th, 1956, Dick Clark makes his debut as host of Bandstand on Philadelphia TV station WFIL. He took over from Bob Horn, who had been charged with driving while intoxicated during a highly publicized police crackdown. The show's name would be changed to American Bandstand when it went to ABC in 1957. Clark relinquished his hosting duties in 1989 to 26-year-old David Hirsch, but the program died within a matter of months. Still, it had been on the air for 37 years, a record for a television variety show. What was the first song played on American Bandstand when the show debuted in 1957? The answer right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, July 9th, 1956, Dick Clark makes his debut as host of Bandstand on Philadelphia TV, WFIL. The show's name would later be changed to American Bandstand when it went to ABC in 1957. Clark relinquished his hosting duties in 1989 to 26-year-old David Hirsch, but the program died within a matter of months. Still, it had been on the air for 37 years, a record for a television variety show. The first song played on American Bandstand on its 1957 debut was "That'll Be the Day" by Buddy Holly.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt and loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday we'll all be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Goodbye, yes,
today. When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.